Can you summarize how the scientists produced plants that glow in the dark?
More or less. I think the scientists took some kind of enzyme from insects that emit light, like fireflies, and they injected this enzyme into the leaves of the plant, and then they covered the leaves with another enzyme which reacts with the first one, and this produces light.
What do you think of this idea?
It's fascinating. Yeah, I mean, I always found the idea of insects that glow in the dark fascinating, and I think it's interesting to investigate, you know, this option, because there are natural there are things in nature that glow in the dark, so it's an interesting idea to do research into these to see if they can so they could be useful for, you know, producing light without using electricity.
Can you see any problems with it?
Well, I think it seems to be in its early stages. I don't know if you actually have to crush the leaves of the plant to produce light. And also, it seems very abstract at the moment, you know, this idea of plants in your home producing light so that you can, you know, read, or trees emitting light in the street. It seems a bit kind of science fiction at the moment, but I'm sure it'll develop into something useful.
Where does the energy to light your home come from?
I've got no idea, unfortunately. It's always good to know these things, but I guess it's a mixture of electricity produced by burning coal or gas, some atomic power stations, and a little bit of renewable power sources like wind and solar panels.
Is your country moving towards renewable energy sources?
No, unfortunately, it's moving away at the moment. There are always political decisions, but at the moment there's very little support, and I think it's difficult for alternative energy resources to be to be viable economically, because the politics is against them at the moment.